For WKAR News, I'm Kevin Lavery. The midterm election is just 3 weeks away. Michigan voters will select a new governor, U.S. senator, and a large field of congressional and state legislative seats. In mid-Michigan, one school board race has divided a community. Four of the seven members of the Williamston Board of Education could be recalled for their support of a controversial transgender student policy. A year ago, political fireworks lit up the small town of Williamston, and ever since, a long, slow fuse has been burning toward the ballot box. Last November, the school board approved a pair of transgender student policies. One was about restroom accommodations, the other about gender identity. The package passed on a 6-1 vote. Board President Greg Tallberg says it was the right thing to do.
We have a policy in place that our administration and staff can respond thoughtfully and consistently.
Now that vote could cost four incumbents their seats. Tallberg and fellow board members Christopher Lewis, Nancy Deal, and Sarah Bellinger are facing a recall election. Here's what the district's gender identity policy says. Listen for two small but important words.
Williamston Community Schools shall accept the gender identity that each student asserts, reflecting the student's legitimately held belief, once the student and/or his or her parent or guardian, as appropriate, notifies district administration that the student intends to assert a gender identity that differs from previous representations or records.
The key words here are and/or.
The and/or piece, absolutely, parents should have concerns about that.
Lori Jonacek is a parent in Williamston. She says the policy gives schools the latitude to decide not to notify parents about their child's chosen gender identity. Jonacek says that runs counter to Michigan statutes.
We've got a law that says the parents have the fundamental right to raise up their child and be in charge over the education.
Board supporters say there's no usurpation going on in Williamston.
The district in no way wants to nor can legally abrogate parent rights. They can't do that.
Nicole Ellefson has a transgender son who formerly attended the Williamston Public Schools. She insists there are valid reasons for an and/or clause. Ellefson notes that an 18-year-old high school senior is a legal adult. In other cases, a student may be an emancipated minor. And Ellefson says there's another reason.
Unfortunately, there are some families who, if their child came out as LGBTQ, would beat them, emotionally abuse them, or kick them out of the house.
School Board President Greg Tallberg says the district is aware of that possibility. He says it was never their intention to withhold information from parents.
Parents will know what is happening with their students in our schools. We just have to make sure we do it in a way that the student's safety is our top concern.
But Lori Jonacek says this issue goes beyond parental rights. She questions why the school board ever felt it needed a separate policy just for transgender students. Jonacek says all students are protected under Williamston's 1997 Equal Education Opportunity Policy. She says the board was wrong to affirm any specific group of students, and she says it did so against popular will.
80-90% of the in-district parents, students, and community members said this is not something that is even necessary. And to ignore that and just champion a policy lets me and others know that there's something else that's going on.
Still, Nicole Ellefson defends the policy as a best practice. She believes the school board majority that voted for the transgender policies took a proactive step in the interest of every student.
So to throw out these people who have done hard work, who have done massive learning about so many different things, who are dedicated members of our community, I think would be a huge mistake.
As Election Day nears, a lawsuit filed against board members Tallberg, Lewis, Deal, and Bellinger, as well as two former members, is pending in federal court. For now, though, Board President Greg Tallberg is focusing on campaigning. He says there are other matters to attend to in the Williamston Community Schools.
So most of our conversations, as we reach out to voters, is just describing how proud we are of our schools and how we want to keep the momentum going that we've built. So we're up for election, and we'll do our best to keep our seats and keep our district moving forward.
However, if Tallberg and company should lose their seats, a recall will end their terms immediately. That question will be resolved on November 6th, exactly 1 year to the day since Williamston passed its transgender policies. In Williamston, Kevin Lavery, WKAR News.